Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. Not really an alert, not really a, emergency broadcast, more of a urgent concern. My urgent concern is this. I think that Trump has that it, or when other leaders really meet him, they go, okay, that is a person with which we do not want to bracket mess in bracket. However, I can see a false flag by Iran blaming it on Israel. There's one thing the United States does not do well is admit that they were duped or that someone was part of a false flag. Not officially. That's always goes right into the CIA/Mossad. Sometimes I wonder how closely they're connected. More and more recently. As both the State of Israel and the CIA occurred in the same year. And then so did Roswell. A creation of them both. I mean, I know there was a CIA predecessor, ish. That was related. It's not the first time we had anything like it, but I still find it interesting. Very same year. Anyway, ever since the CIA coined the term conspiracy theorist, we just suck, we suck at looking at the facts of the matter and then admitting them openly. In any big report, Whitewater Report, Warren Commission, even if you dig into the volumes themselves and it says one thing and it points towards one thing and the conclusions are all but, clear there, the summary that everybody reads, the headline, is not that. So it does make me wonder if there was a conspiracy to frame another country so that you could go into deeper war with them, and that's happened over and over and over again in the United States history and other history, where that's been the thing that turns the tables on whether or not a population is willing to go to war. That's happened over and over again, and so I can see it being a ploy here. And here's what I'll say. I talked about, are you going to call our bluff? Trump, are you going to call our bluff? We'll also call you chicken in the meantime, see if that helps. He survived this. I don't think he survived the most current situation in that he dropped bombs in Iran and then also went directly to peace. No, I'm serious. I mean, his very notification that the bombs were dropped ended with, and now it's time for peace. I do think he survived this with his base. If he's vigorous with these peace talks, and as he's done, he's calls out these countries in the open, as I've discussed before. Like, there's nothing better than calling them to task in front of the globe on Truth Social instead of feeling ashamed and holding it behind the scenes. And then there's a book 15 years later that we brought them to the table, but they never agreed. But all that said, I can see that the final gullibility check, or are you really going to call our bluff, even if you suspect it could be a false flag? Now, if Trump sees it, he could just minimize it. He could say, well, that might mess up with the peace talks, but it is what it is. But Israel will try to make it a reason for us to make Israel more murderous again. And I'll point to, if you want to look up the history of known false flags, proven false flags, do it. There's many, many, many in history. I'm not going to try to list them here. But I will point to even October 7th, where you can find that the Israeli press themselves said, oh, yeah, we killed citizens. I mean, it's not operation. It is, it's a principle. The Hannibal directive. The Hannibal directive says, if someone takes Israeli citizens hostage or even soldiers hostage, we don't give a shit. We will kill them at the same time we kill the hostages. Too bad, so sad, we're a police state. Sorry you're an Israeli, but this is the price you pay. We're in a police state constantly. If this happens, don't expect us to rescue you. Now, we may, but we have the Hannibal principle that says, nope, kill them. And Israeli newspapers said, yeah, we did this. Yeah, we killed our hostages as well as the enemy. But it somehow got filtered to America, like all those deaths were Hamas deaths, when they weren't. And it got twisted as though all those deaths were a continuation of the atrocity, even as the Israeli press themselves said, oh yeah, yeah, Hannibal directive is a real thing, and we used it. So the concern is that there's such a grip on our press, like Israel or its partners have more of a grip on our press than they have on their own press. It's probably, who knows why, you know, with all the blackmail and stuff. So it could be that they know that there's reports out that they had something to do with the false flag, or, you know, to itself, but slightly out to the public too. Mossad, you know, admits it. It's kind of like the, you know, Russian, the Nord, you know, the Nord pipeline. That's not right. But it, something had to do, Nord Stream pipeline. It was admitted, but it was never a headline that it was admitted. Like, now hold on, you're saying Russia, who can use money to start a war, to fund a war, would sabotage its own pipeline? And then we find out, no, they didn't, and we admit it. But it never really makes the headlines. And so by the same token, and that one, which is crazy because it never made sense. I'm not saying Mossad was in on this or Israel. I don't know what the parties were. I don't remember off the top of my head. Somebody else did a false flag where they blame Russia for destroying their own pipeline. And I guess under the really stupid logic of, oh yeah, well, if you're not going to agree with us, then we won't even take your resources. What do you think of that? It's like, even if you did do that, you could keep the pipeline for once there was peace, as this was important and this is a major, you know, natural resource for you. So why would you do that? It didn't make sense, but they can make some other things that make better sense. But even so, I mean, the captured narrative was that Russia did it. Even as the rest of us go, why the fuck would that be? And so watch out for an Iranian, a false flag that's blamed on the Iranians. Why wouldn't we believe it? I mean, listen, I've been on this podcast long enough. If you've listened to this episode, I don't care if you have or not. I'm just going to state it again. Why wouldn't we believe that it's a potential false flag if Iran was involved? Because, A, the argument's there for Israel to make. Okay, well, Iran has said they're pretty pissed at the United States. And so maybe they said peace but didn't mean it, and it was just a subterfuge. But WTC-7 went down and no planes hit it. It's 47 stories, just as reinforced as the two World Trade Center towers. I'm not saying this is right, but in the range of 60 to 100 columns of reinforcement on the floors, there's no way all of them went down at once. There's none. Zero. Zero chance. They all went down at once. The pancake makes no sense, and so on. They went down like a demolition charge, because that's what happened. And yet, we never got the real official true story on that, but clearly it was insider stuff. Yeah, there are different... I'm not going to try to get into it. I'm just saying, as I said before, the physics rules the day. And you have, you know, engineers and architects for 9/11 and other people who can explain it more specifically and have. And those arguments have been out there forever. But the point of the matter is that whether it's, oh, we were doing elevator work on such and such floor, and then therefore they had, you know, access to the shafts of the elevator, or where the columns were in between the floors. I don't know. Is there a, you know, a ceiling and, you know, a little bit of space between the ceiling of one floor and the floor of another? I don't know. But point is, they had various access. So if WTC 7 can go down and nobody says a damn thing officially for now 24 years, and it's going to be like JFK, won't even be that good because we're not compiling these documents somewhere. Because we are never, well, we did have a 9/11 report, but I don't think any of it said that, you know, the rest of these documents must be, you know, continue to be compiled and then released eventually. So if that can happen, then why couldn't it happen that a false flag where some intelligence says it could be Israeli false flag as opposed to an actual operation, but that stays deep because everybody's too chicken shit to directly accuse Israel of it. Now, if it happens, maybe Trump would be diplomatic and still, like, not overblow it, and they don't, you know, make it overblown, and Israel doesn't get their true wish, which is a full-on war, but it would still be, you know, increased support for Israel and slow support for peace. Even if it does come to peace, it would slow it. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. And the other thing I'm a little worried about is that Trump will get JFK'd. Like I said, he does have a certain aura. Like, I know you don't think I'm the person you're going to F with. However, you know, they've done it. I mean, listen, I'm not going to go into the exacts and definites. Obviously, some of the speculation and the clear potential story is that it could have been Mossad. It could have been Mossad and the Mafia. It could have been the CIA and the Mafia. Doesn't look like it's probably the FBI. The FBI just covered it up like assholes because J. Edgar Hoover. But we know that that's one of the plausible scenarios, especially with the most recent classified document dump where for, you know, decades and decades, all that was crossed out was the Israeli involvement. And the fact that JFK was trying to make them register as a foreign power, meaning what would be, what was it called at the time? It would be kind of the equivalent, but, you know, kind of the lobbying arm for Israel, AIPAC. I can't remember if it's AIPAC now, and it was something else then. But yeah, trying to make them lobby. And then the other thing about trying to get them register for more details since they were foreign influenced, so we can understand the level of foreign influence and where the dollars were. There's just a lot more reporting mechanism necessary if you're registered in that way. And that didn't happen after they stalled for a year on it, when it's like, no, we're not negotiating, register now. Whatever that department is, State Department probably. We're not negotiating. We said, no, register now. And AIPAC or whatever it was at the time just simply didn't. And said, oh, we're thinking about it. So between that and, you know, the idea of, no, I actually don't want them to have nuclear arms. Because Kennedy was anti-nuclear proliferation. And then, you know, they got nuclear arms after he died. So, again, do I have 100% proof that Israel was involved? No, but it's at least suspicious. And we know the other things that Mossad and Israel does. And so one should reasonably be concerned that if something happens to Trump, there better be a good investigation. But again, we just stop it short. I don't think it will, and I'm not wishing it. And I believe that we all need to pray for that. whether you believe in this president or not, or one of your whether you're one of the weirdos who thinks he's now more nutsoid than Biden, I'm sorry that your judgment sucks. I'm sorry. Again, they're doing world-level chaos distraction events, and he's having to deal with them. And I was very upset, as stated in one episode, about the Iran bomb. But I also said, basically the next day, I said at the time he could rescue it, since I noted that he ended the message with, now it's time for peace. He could rescue it with his base and for the United States and for the United States agenda, not the Israel agenda, not the international relations agenda. He could rescue getting back on task if he went to peace. But even this is going to be a 2 to 3 week to 2 month distraction. I believe in Trump's energy level, like, as much as I believe in anything, his energy level is just absolutely astounding. But it's still a distraction. So, I can't remember why I got over to there. I hope it gets to peace. I think Israel will likely say, nah, not this guy. Somehow, the Americans are too fired up. We could get in deep shit if we did that. We can't JFK this guy. Assuming that they, you know, I'm not, like I said, that's an assumption that is not proven. Let's say that, well, we might do that sometimes, but we're not going to do it here. We might do that sometimes with some leaders, just like the CIA is known to have done to some leaders. But we're not going to do it here. We feel uneasy doing so. And if that's the case, great. I kind of think that that's the case. But I'm saying, well, we have this free speech platform. If anything like that were to happen, then we got to call it out. And we have to pray for it in the meantime. Because we never want to lose any leader, let alone an American president. I don't care what your party is. Like, I think Biden was an utter disaster. The last thing I would want is for anything, you know, to happen to him. I think he was a traitor to the country. I never thought Obama was before until I realized how much his handprints were all over what Biden was doing, since Biden's handprints clearly were not over what all he was doing. And so I think Obama is also very traitorous. Also would not want anything to happen to him. That's a awful, awful, awful thing. So again, I'm just saying, pray for it not to happen, but God forbid, if anything like that were to happen, we cannot be gullible. We cannot. Because this is a turning point. You understand, Trump said, someone's like trying to say, as I stated about the press conference and the F-bomb, the ad hoc little press conference on the way to Air Force One, where you could see Trump want to get something off his chest, so he just veered toward the press corps, just kind of, you know, nodded his head like, yeah, what do you got? And the first reporter said, oh, do you think that Iran is committed to peace? And it's like, yeah, but, you know, Israel's a part of this. I'm paraphrasing. You know what? They're both at fault, and I can't believe they did it. But then, really, the first two things out of his mouth were about Israel and how, you know, the biggest set of bombs and, you know, Israel did it too. You know, biggest set of bombs, whatever you can imagine, whatever he said there. So we have somebody who's ready to go. I'm going to call your bluff, Israel. Okay, I don't know what Biden did and what Obama did, what it came to it, or what Hillary would have done. But even when we're having direct negotiations and communications, where I'm trying to get to a deal and I'm trying to agree with you, when you fuck me over, I'm going to call your bluff. I'm not just going to be ashamed of, oh, Israel and Netanyahu, you know, double-crossed me. I'm not. I'm going to call you out. And so it's a very important time right now. Again, I'll say for the 100th time, it is not that you can't support Israel. That's different than whether we should unquestionably have a totally different standard for their behavior. And just always turn a blind eye to their actions. That special treatment has to go bye-bye. Even if we are in their corner, we have to call a spade when it comes to disproportionate, disingenuous acts. And I see we're at the beginning of that with Trump, because everybody's like, oh, he's, I'm going to be crude just to talk about the comments. He's sucking Jewish dick, you know, whatever. And then you're like, oh, well, did you expect that then? Oh, well, now it's all theater. It's like, bro, do you remember when he came in his peace and then he immediately went back to peace? Now he's trying peace and he's spending more energy. Listen, Trump has expended more energy in less than 6 months than Biden did in his presidency, his vice presidency, and his entire senatorship, if that's a word. His energy is amazing and outstanding. It is a potential turning point as long as he doesn't get distracted too long with this and that he ties this up with a bow. And then if they do anything else, he calls their bluff and scolds them and slaps them on the ass again. You know, it's a turning point potentially in American history. And this turning point did not happen under Biden. So it's very important, but also it's highly, so highly important for him get back to the agenda at hand. I think possibly, but I don't know, Elon Musk might have been a psyop, like to get him turned against Trump. Trump's weakness, as we all know, is to call somebody a quick name if they suddenly disagree with him. And that's obviously bad. But as an art of the deal guy, you know, I just think he could go about the same way. Sure, Massey said, don't let this be the Representative Massey, I think. Don't let this be the 2025 version, talking about the Iranian bomb. I mean, bombs dropped on Iran of 2 weeks to slow the cure. He understood it's a distraction. And that's fine, but, you know, then Trump immediately calls him a name. And it's like, Trump, I think that to your face, in your presence, you're probably about as easy of a guy to get along with and as cool of a guy to get along with that you can think of. So why burn the bridges, even a little bit? Like, why create small enemies? But he's going to. You know, and if they turn back and go, well, I don't care, you know, Trump's still doing good for the country. So we had a small disagreement, but he could avoid that, but he doesn't. It is what it is. He still has more of a gift and more capability to actually get this agenda through, but it will be distraction after distraction. Now I just heard something about NATO calling him daddy, or you know, NATO chief or something calling him daddy. So I'll have to reevaluate that. But for me, what's, you know, I don't trust any of Europe. The European Union seems to be pro WEF and decidedly anti-Trump. So, you know, it's tough, and that's going to be distractions too. And that's why when you see him trying to deal with these small things, give him some grace. But then, you know, also, yeah, I mean, argue. I mean, I think they probably get a wind of it, like what the base thinks. And, you know, they'll go, well, trolls, we're not going to pay attention to. But if a certain percentage is still unhappy, you know, they probably get wind of that and understand that a bit. And so, yeah, certainly express your unhappiness of like, yeah, I get it. He's trying to do well with this. But why are we here? Why are we not back to our domestic agenda where we need to go? What happened to Doge? So on and so forth. It's going to be distraction event after distraction event. I think he's reading things much quicker this time than in his first term. So that's good. So hopefully he sees the distraction events for what they are sooner. The problem with Trump is this. He does still think our money is the art of the deal funds that he has to work with. And, you know, whether it's trade deals or the like, you know, I'd have to think about the history of trade deals, because I know presidents go over and do these types of things. But what is the, you know, congressional authority to do that. I feel like there's some of that in the background, either before or after. And what are those limits? But his problem is he still does think central choice, when usually it's a bad idea. And people, the same people who are trying to deep state throw him off, are also happy to be deep state enriched through these incentives, or through these different missions and initiatives, that one answer could be one big contractor at the federal government. And Trump makes that mistake. So he's far from perfect. But I don't think you just have to abandon right now. In fact, I think you really need to, you know, pray about this no false flag on Iran, and, you know, God forbid the worst case scenario where Israel goes, forget false flag. I'm not sure if he'll fall for it. What if we just make him fall? And I don't just see this face. Do you think if I care if I speculate that Israel could do something bad? Again, I'm speculating, and I'm saying if it happens, then we need to keep our eyes open. But speculating early about these types of things is the type of thing where someone can go, man, everybody's suspecting, potentially. I mean, it's a continuum, right? Everybody's suspecting I might do this. It'd be one thing, and so I'm just not as comfortable. Like if someone said, hey, I'll bet you Tyson comes over here and tries to steal that dollar bill. And I heard him say that. And I was kind of thinking about coming over there and stealing the dollar bill. Right? You just knowing that other people are suspecting me of a certain activity, means, depending on how many, of course, the more people are suspecting me, it's going to have an effect on whether I try to do it. So it can't hurt to discuss these things. It can't hurt for the Republican and Trump base to say, Israel, we don't like your shenanigans anymore. We don't trust you. Okay? It doesn't hurt for them to hear that, and for, you know, the Trump admin or campaign to kind of hear it through the grapevine of, you know, popular opinion on social media either. It's not going to hurt that. And if nothing happens, that's great. But yes, right now, I think we're at a very interesting time period. So we must pray against a false flag and pray against any harm to our leaders. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley.